Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
For the second time this week, President Trump is meeting with Republicans trying to shore up support for the GOP budget reconciliation bill. He's meeting this afternoon with holdouts of the Freedom Caucus at the White House. House Speaker Mike Johnson, meantime, downplaying the troubles over the spending cuts and tax breaks.
There's a lot of listening and a lot of discussion. It's been very productive. The guys that still have concerns, we're working through. Everybody around here knows this is the process. This is what we do. It's a very deliberative, slow process. Sometimes it goes slower than most of us want, but that's how the founders designed this.
The Pentagon confirming it has accepted the Qatari plane, offered as a gift to the U.S. to use temporarily as Air Force One. That plane still needs to be retrofitted. Louisiana authorities say they've arrested two people for assisting several of the inmates who escaped the Orleans jail Friday. Five inmates have been captured. Five others remain on the loose. This is ABC News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in an address to Israel tonight, says Israel will control all of Gaza by the end of the war. Netanyahu defying international pressure to stop its military push into the war-torn Gaza Strip. ABC's Patrick Grevel has details.
Nearly 500 Palestinians have already been killed in the new offensive, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. The UK, France and Canada have already demanded that Israel halt its offensive in the strongest terms yet. Now, Israel 2 days ago said it will allow a basic amount of food into Gaza, and yesterday said 93 trucks were let in, but it's not clear if they have reached people, and aid agencies have previously said it's nowhere near enough amid warnings that hundreds of thousands are facing starvation.
In New York City, the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs now in its 12th day. The music mogul has pled not guilty to charges. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Temperatures cooling down to around 43 for a low tonight. Northwest winds of 5 to 10 and mostly cloudy. Could see some spotty sprinkles at times. Thursday, partly sunny, highs of 63. Right now, it's 48 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is investigating a deadly UTV crash from over the weekend that caused the death of a 10-year-old boy. Channel 15 reports that according to the crash summary, it happened Saturday on private property in the township of Dayton in Richland County. The report states the victim and a juvenile passenger were riding a small UTV. The driver took a quick turn, which the DNR said caused the vehicle to tip on its driver's side. The DNR said it is still determining safety certifications and helmet use. The CEO of Wisconsin-based mobile carrier Cellcom confirms a cyber attack took down its voice and data services last week. CEO Bridget Reardon making the announcement in an unscripted YouTube video on Tuesday.
They are working on how to do damage just as hard as we are working to prevent it. This is the world we live in right now. We have notified authorities and we have teams working around the clock.
She said there are things she can and can't share with customers at this time.
I want to come to you with facts, and we simply don't have a lot of facts. But the integrity of facts has to do with our relationship. I want you to be able to trust what I can tell you and I have to ask you to trust what I cannot tell you.
Most Cellcom customers have been without voice and data service since last Thursday, although some services were restored Monday, including voice calls between Cellcom customers. Reardon says there is no evidence to show that personal customer data, like payment cards, bank account information, or social security numbers have been compromised, but there's no timeline for when service will be completely restored. The American Red Cross Southwest Wisconsin chapter is pleased to announce the local heroes who will be recognized at the 2025 Southwest Heroes Golf event on Monday, June 9th at the Legend at Bergamont in Oregon. The Red Cross is continuously inspired by the exceptional actions of everyday heroes. The annual Heroes Golf event honors the Red Cross's humanitarian mission and celebrates the local individuals and groups who have gone above and beyond to save a life or make their community better. Those whose bravery, dedication, and humanitarian efforts create a meaningful, positive impact will be recognized. Chosen across a handful of categories, honorees are selected based on the degree to which their actions uphold the values of the Red Cross humanitarian mission and leave a lasting and positive impact on communities. The 2025 Southwest Wisconsin Heroes include the Blood Services Hero to Epic Systems in Verona, the Community Impact Hero to Lucier Family West YMCA in Madison, Disaster Relief Heroes to Ruth Davis of Onalaska, the Military Hero to Angie Fuller of Baraboo, the Red Cross Hero to Judy Giacomino of Madison, and the Youth and Young Adult Heroes to the Milton Red Cross Club. The American Red Cross shelters, feeds, and provides comfort to victims of disasters, supplies about 40% of the nation's blood, teaches skills that save lives, distributes international humanitarian aid, and supports veterans, military members, and their families. The Heroes Golf event serves as the annual fundraiser for the Southwest Wisconsin chapter of the Red Cross, supporting its vital programs and services. Wisconsin sees a substantial drop in fatal drug overdoses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports Wisconsin is among six states and the District of Columbia to see the total number of year-to-year overdose deaths drop by more than 35%. The biggest drop was in West Virginia, which saw a 44% decline. Only Nevada and South Dakota saw increases in fatal overdoses. Overall, total U.S. overdose deaths dropped by 30,000, a 20% decrease, which the CDC says is the largest one-year decline ever recorded. Tuesday was a day of action for gun violence prevention at the Capitol in Madison. Gun safety advocates and Democratic lawmakers pushed for legislative solutions to gun violence in Wisconsin. Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Johnson said things like universal background checks and mandatory waiting periods on gun purchases, reporting requirements on lost and stolen guns, and red flag laws are common sense protections. Representative Sheila Stubbs of Madison said, "Not doing anything is a decision made by Republican lawmakers that is costing lives." Republican lawmakers stripped firearms provisions out of Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget, but are offering a bill this session to exempt gun safes and gun locks from state sales tax. A Trempealeau County footbridge is a total loss after a fire last week. The Wisconsin DNR said that the bridge spanning the Tank Creek near Trempealeau caught on fire last Thursday. As a result, the damages have left the bridge unusable. The former railroad bridge was built in 1957. There's no detour for the trail, which is 24 miles long and connects to the La Crosse River Trail. The DNR is investigating the fire while it cleans up debris and asks that people using the trail stay off of the damaged bridge for their safety. It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The Daily Line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was opened were for about 155,000 passengers per year, but in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and end points in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse. The search for a missing boater on Lake Monona in Madison could resume today or Thursday. The Dane County Sheriff's Office suspended the search on Tuesday due to rainy and windy weather. Four people were on board a sailboat, which capsized Friday night. One person drifted to shore on the overturned boat, while three others stayed with a kayak that had been tied to it. The sheriff's office rescued two of them, but the third person, who was not wearing a life jacket, has not been accounted for. Emergencies don't take a holiday. As we head into Memorial Day weekend, the American Red Cross urges donors to keep the blood supply top of mind and help save lives by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Immediate access to blood products is a key part of summer safety. With millions of Americans expected to travel around Memorial Day and engage in water sports, boating, camping, and other outdoor activities, the risk of accidents increases. Though it can be a busy time, making and keeping blood donation appointments remains a critical priority in May during Trauma Awareness Month. Type O blood donors and those giving platelets are essential right now to meet the needs of hospitals. Volunteer blood donors can be the light in a patient's recovery, especially accident victims who may require hundreds of blood units through transfusions. A blood drive will be held Thursday from noon to 5:30 at the Cross Plains Fire Department. Schedule a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The State Health Department is reminding you to check for ticks when you come in from outdoor activities. Epidemiologist Rebecca Osborne says tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease and alpha-gal syndrome can be devastating. Be sure to wear long pants and tuck them in your socks when in wooded areas, or scrub to prevent ticks from getting up your legs, and wear EPA-approved bug spray when outdoors. Also, be sure to check your pets when they come in as well, because ticks can travel on their fur and bite you indoors. The Department of Natural Resources has funding available for organizations to promote ATV-UTV safety. Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator Jacob Holsklaw says it's a great avenue for the DNR to be able to connect with local organizations that will spread the word on how to enjoy ATVs and UTVs safely. Organizations are encouraged to apply for this two-year program by the end of May for up to $316,464 in funding annually. Visit the DNR's website for more information on how to apply for funding. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation advises motorists to pack some patience on Wisconsin roads and avoid distractions during the Memorial Day weekend and throughout the summer. According to AAA, more than 750,000 people will travel on Wisconsin roads this holiday weekend. Peak travel times are expected from 1 to 9 p.m. Thursday, between noon and 8 Friday, and from 4 to 7 Monday. Motorists are encouraged to use the state's free traveler information resource, 511 Wisconsin, at 511wi.gov to know before you go, with access to travel speeds, live traffic cameras, and locations of road work. Alerts and updates provided via these sites are not intended for use while driving. When driving, your focus should always be on the road ahead. Wisconsin DOT offers these safety reminders. Buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time. Slow down. Posted speed limits apply to ideal travel conditions. Eliminate distractions and focus on what's ahead. Move over or slow down for emergency responders stopped along a highway with their warning lights flashing. That includes police and fire vehicles, ambulances, tow trucks, and highway maintenance vehicles. Steer it, clear it. State law requires drivers to move vehicles involved in a crash out of traffic if no one is hurt and the vehicles can be moved safely. If someone is hurt or the vehicle is disabled, drivers should not risk injury by trying to push the vehicle out of traffic. ADRC and Simons Recreation Complex third annual 3K-5K wellness stride, scheduled for Thursday, has been postponed due to the inclement forecast. For more information, call Simons Recreation Complex at 608-647-8522.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78, of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center, died January 3rd after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78, of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center. Beverly A. Knight, age 84, died May 11th. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Thursday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Thursday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Beverly A. Knight, age 84. Sharon L. Gard, age 77, died Saturday unexpectedly in her sleep. Memorial services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Sharon L. Gard, age 77. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Burr Wesleyan Church. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2:30. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
This Memorial Day, may we carry the memory of our nation's heroes with pride, gratitude, and purpose. With respect from Muscadet American Legion Post 85 and Richland Cattle Center, proud to support our veterans and their families.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Another chilly and cool and below average day again today with scattered drizzle still continuing this evening. I mean, the area has already seen nearly 2 inches of rainfall over the past 24 hours or so. The good news is this system is pushing off to the east, even though it doesn't feel like it. The rain will start to wind down, scattering out and lessening out. A little bit of sprinkles could linger through tomorrow morning, but really, I think they're going to stop tonight. It'll stay mostly cloudy. Lows fall to the low 40s, and for tomorrow, we get a little warmer, low 60s. Some sunshine will be out as well. It'll be partly sunny and breezy, with those winds cranking out of the north, gusts around 15 to 20 or so. With those clear skies, though, tomorrow night is going to be cold. Scattered frost is possible. Low temperatures crash to the upper 30s. For Friday, it'll be mixed skies and still slightly cooler than normal, but better than what we had today. Highs in the mid-60s. We hold on to the mid to upper 60s for Saturday. It'll be a partly sunny and calm day, and Sunday comfortable, too, with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 60s. We slide back down to the mid-60s on Monday, Memorial Day, with partly cloudy skies and a teeny tiny chance of a light scattered shower, especially south. The more widespread and moderate rainfall stays well south into Illinois. Otherwise, Tuesday, partly sunny and still a bit cooler, highs in the mid-60s. But overall, no severe weather in the forecast here for us, and rain really winding down after tonight. Again, the only chance is really Monday afternoon and evening, and that kicks them out of here pretty quickly. If it happens, I think it's going to stay south. Now, of course, we did need the rain. We were pushing drought levels along the state line, so once the new drought condition monitor comes out tomorrow, we'll know that this rain has helped. Otherwise, I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a cloudy 48 degrees. That is our high also for the day, up from a morning low of 42. Yesterday, we had 48 for a high, and we saw 1 inch and 52 hundredths of rain. Record high for this day was set back in 1975 at 93. A record low 27 was set in 1957. Last year on this day, our high was 76 and our low was 60. Sunset today will be at 8:25, sunrise tomorrow at 5:31. We've received 54 hundredths of an inch of rain since midnight. The barometer is up to 30.5 as it continues to rise, and winds are out of the northeast at 5. Again, it's 48 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's Evening Sports is sponsored today by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Baltimore Orioles reliever Andrew Kittredge came off the 15-day injured list and made his season debut. Kittredge retired the side in order in the seventh inning of the Orioles' 8-4 11-inning victory over the Brewers after getting activated earlier in the day. Kittredge has been dealing with an injury in his left knee. The 35-year-old signed a one-year, $10 million contract with the Orioles after going 5-for-5 with a 2.80 ERA and one save in 74 relief appearances with the St. Louis Cardinals last season. He went under for arthroscopic knee surgery in March. Packer General Manager Brian Gutekunst is no fan of the NFL players competing in the Olympics. Flag football will be included as an event in the 2028 Games. The NFL appears to be preparing to open the door for participation by its players. Gutekunst told ESPN he thinks flag football in the Olympics is a great idea, but he hopes that professional players are left on the sidelines. The league owners will vote this week on whether players can take part. One thing they did decide is that NFL owners narrowly failed to pass a proposal to prohibit the tush push. The fate of the short yardage strategy was on the agenda at their spring meeting. The ban on offensive players that would ban offensive players from pushing, pulling, lifting, grasping, or encircling a runner was supported by a 22-10 vote, according to a person with knowledge of the proceedings. But that is too short of the three-quarters majority required by league bylaws. Health and safety committees for the players and the owners and the league's competition committee all unanimously recommended the proposal.
Someone once said, "All of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
Not everybody is impressed with the new look Wisconsin Badger football team for this fall, but Las Vegas is. Coach Luke Fickell's team has been established as a 17.5-point favorite in its season opener against Miami of Ohio. A program like Wisconsin should be the pick, but the Redhawks won 9 times last season and figure to be a challenge when they arrive at Camp Randall Stadium. It looks like odds makers are impressed with the Badgers' new offensive scheme, new offensive coordinator, new quarterback, and some solid additions on defense. The game, though, is still more than 3 months away. And it's time the NBA will unveil this season's most valuable player tonight. And one of those expected to be a finalist is Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo. It'll be his 7th consecutive time that a player born outside of the U.S. has won the award. So, but that will be found out later on tonight. And when Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Halliburton glared at each other in a WWE wrestling ring last summer, it seemed like a fitting next step in the rivalry between the Indiana Pacers and New York Knicks that already featured headbutts and chokes. The teams go at it again tonight in Game 1 of the Knicks' first trip to the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years, with the winner of their 9th playoff matchup headed to the NBA Finals. The Knicks and Pacers met 6 times in an 8-year span starting in 1993, then again last year when Indiana won Game 7 at Madison Square Garden in the second round. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
A&W, try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger, back for a limited time only. 2 juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. A&W, try the new Island Cream Freeze, for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Frosty mugs, crispy fries and hometown flavor. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, where the good times and root beer never stop.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soybeans and corn are higher Wednesday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher. The trade's monitoring chances for more near-term U.S. planting delays. Argentina could see more heavy rainfall, delaying soybean and corn harvest activity and leading to some quality concerns. July beans are up 9¾ at 10.62¾. August was up 8¾ at 10.59. July soybean meal was up $1.50 at $2.94.10, and July bean oil was 33 points higher at $49.83. Corn was higher, watching the U.S. planting and emergence paces with ongoing support from generally good demand. Ethanol production was up on the week as stocks hit a multi-month low. July corn was 6½ higher at 4.61, and September was up 7½ at 4.42¾. And wheat was higher with some help from the lower trade in the dollar during the session. There are disease concerns for U.S. winter wheat and the potential for drier weather in parts of the central and southern U.S. plains. Globally, dry weather is an issue in parts of Russia and China. July Chicago was up 3¼ at 5.49¼. July Kansas City was 4¼ higher at 5.40½. July Minneapolis wheat was up 6½ at 6.04¼. Live cattle were higher and feeders were lower, watching direct business develop while getting ready for Friday's USDA cattle on feed report. Megan Grebner will have more on cash livestock in just a moment. June live was up 97 at 214.15, and August was 80 higher at 208.65. August feeders were $1.07 lower at 296.42. September was down 115 at 295.05. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and demand questions out of Thursday's export sales numbers from the USDA. June was down 50 at 99.52, and July was $1.02 lower at 102.52. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Illicit fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that our nation has ever experienced, and it's found in counterfeit pills and most street drugs. It has killed hundreds of thousands, many of them not even knowing they were getting the drug. I'm Robert De Niro. One of those tragic deaths was my beautiful grandson, Leo. He was just 19 years old. Such a nice young man. Kind, smart, funny, friendly, loving. You know what? Fentanyl doesn't care, but you do. And that's why I'm asking you to join me and my family in our fight against the poisoning of a nation. The Leandro De Niro Rodriguez Foundation will raise the awareness of the mortal danger of fentanyl, campaign for government and public support, and reach out to other families devastated by this epidemic. Find us online at ladrfoundation.org. That's ladrfoundation.org. It's too late for Leo, but together we might save someone you love. Thank you.
The light round of direct cash cattle trade that took place on Wednesday. Dress deals in the north were up mostly $360. That's $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. Box beef closed higher and sharply higher. Choice was up 84 cents at $359.49. Select closed $3.32 higher at $348.28. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 1,000 on the weekend, down about 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a moderate negotiated run. Barrels and gilts at the national daily director up $1.90 with a weighted average of 95.30. The Iowa Minnesota was 229 lower with a weighted average of 91.63. The Western Corn Belt was up $1.65 with a weighted average of 95.56. Pork values were lower, down 48 cents at $100.04. And estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up nearly 1,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin told lawmakers this week the agency will release its proposed renewable fuel standard volumes for 2026.
We expect the proposed rule to be finalized and released very soon.
Zeldin says a draft proposed rule is currently at the Office of Management and Budget.
We'll go through rulemaking that includes the public comment period. We'll finalize this as quickly as we possibly can.
More news next on Brownfield.
Empower Dairy, a full solution approach for producers. Merck Animal Health livestock and dairy veterinarian, Dr. John Champagne.
Cows are most productive when all aspects of dairy management sort of work together. Even though we focus on individual parts, it's the entire system and the dance that that system does. This includes identification, our monitoring, and our biopharma portfolio. And by using all three of these, the Empower module allows us to maximize productivity while reducing animal stress, labor, and inefficiencies. We have not only just the products, but the solutions as well to enhance and go along with the products. And those things can be interchangeable. In addition to that, we have expertise within the organization and a significant amount of research and development.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best Empower approach to keep your cows productive.
Administration's nominee for Undersecretary of Agriculture for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Dudley Hoskins, was asked about workforce reductions at USDA by Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar during his confirmation hearing Wednesday.
The National Animal Health Lab Network Office has lost half its staff, and that's about testing, quality assurance. And the Vet Services Office is currently set to lose 23% of its workforce.
Hoskins, who would oversee the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and the Agricultural Marketing Service, committed to doing everything in his power to help protect American agriculture. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says ethanol production averaged 1,036,000 barrels per day last week, rising 43,000 from the previous week. And USDA broiler sets and placements data continue to imply higher production this year than last year. The USDA says 252 million broiler-type eggs were set into incubation last week, rising 1 million from the previous week and 1% from a year ago. Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The American Soybean Association joins ag groups in filing brief for Supreme Court glyphosate labeling clarity. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, ASA Senior Director of Government Affairs says not having farmer access to glyphosate could cause limited availability for other crop protection tools in the future. We'll find out more from Kyle Kunkler right after this on Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Has been filed with the Supreme Court by some ag groups wanting clarity on glyphosate labeling. Kyle Kunkler with the American Soybean Association says the label is the law, and conflicting state-level rulings have created uncertainty.
Under federal pesticide law, you're not allowed to make a claim that's false and misleading. And if EPA and regulators from all over the world have found time and time again that glyphosate does not cause cancer, and yet you have a state requiring them to put that on the side of a package, manufacturers are in this no-win situation.
The question at the center of the case, Durnell versus Monsanto, is whether glyphosate manufacturers are liable under state law for failure to warn for allegedly causing cancer or other health risks when federal regulatory bodies have evaluated the product's safety and determined their uses are safe. Following the regulatory reviews, EPA has determined there is no health risk if the product is used correctly, Kunkler tells Brownfield.
To have states say otherwise, it could potentially create a patchwork of different state labels, and that could create some problems for farmers to continue to access these tools moving forward.
The American Farm Bureau Federation, American Sugar Beet Growers Association, International Fresh Produce Association, the National Association of Wheat Growers, National Corn Growers Association, National Cotton Council, National Sorghum Producers, North American Blueberry Council, and Western Growers are among the ag groups included in the brief. North Dakota and Georgia have both recently passed legislation protecting farmer access to crop protection tools.
Many of our state soybean associations have been very supportive of those state bills. But the purpose of these bills, we're also working on advancing federal legislation. It clarifies what's already been in federal pesticide law for 50 years. And that's that if EPA makes a finding, the label is the law. And that finding needs to be maintained and upheld.
Bayer has also filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court to dismiss cases against Roundup, citing conflicting rulings in recent cases.
What we ultimately need here, and this is the point from both the amicus brief, having the Supreme Court hear this, from state legislation, from federal legislation, we need clarity on this. If not, there's this ambiguity. Can states require this? Can they not require this? It's leading to significant both regulatory and legal uncertainty that's ultimately going to cost farmers access to these tools at the end of the day.
I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon with Temsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a good sale and hay was higher. Large squares topped at $240 a ton and large rounds at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Lifetime collection of beer advertising. Online only auction ending May 28th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sale includes Wildlife Series, deer antlers, Jim Beam decanters, and much more. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 or go to www.temsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
It's 19 minutes away from 6 o'clock as our day continues on. And looking out there, yes, it is still cloudy. A little bit ago, we had some more sprinkles falling, but hasn't accumulated to too much more than we already had. But at the end of the day, it is still more rain. Looking ahead to tomorrow, a couple things to make note of. Flags will be placed in the Richland Center Cemetery. Those who would like to assist are asked to be at the cemetery by 9:30. And also, Passage's annual public board meeting will be Thursday at 10 at the Richland Center Community Center. Meet the board and staff and hear highlights of the past year and goals for the new year. Brunch will be provided by Christy Sunnyside.
Can I say, I guess it's just been one of those years. No need to worry, what good does it do? Darling, turn out the light and tell me that you love me too. Like the world's forgot what it's been turning for. We've got our problems. Well, tell me what's new. Darling, just take my hand. Together we can see it through. Everything is gonna be alright. See you.
It's no time to lose heart.
Megan Patrick, Golden Child on Country and Community. Coming up shortly, the Ithaca Lions Club meeting will be at 6:45, but a quick reminder, it's been moved to the Clary Memorial Funeral Home.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure, but you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Come have breakfast on the farm. The 41st annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held Saturday, June 7th, serving from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Dylan and Brianna Handel Family Farm in Barneveld. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and top it off with a Culver's frozen custard. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, a petting zoo, and you can enjoy walking around the farm. Adults are $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. There's no parking at the farm. Park at Vortex in Barneveld and enjoy a short bus ride through Barneveld to the farm.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Coach Johnson here, and I can't believe it's May already, but that means June and July are right around the corner. Are you ready for what summer brings? The lake, the pool, hiking, just being more active. You don't have to wait. Let's discuss what your health journey can be like and set up a game plan for lifelong health optimization. Our program has so many plans and resources to help you facilitate a healthier lifestyle wherever you're at. Contact me, Jamie Johnson, at 608-604-7751 or send me a message through social media. I would love to have an informed conversation with you about your health goals. Have a great day.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
'Cause I'm the one that's by your side. You're the beating.
Misty sunrise in my hometown, rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge Lee, playing checkers at the gym. When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, Roll Tide, roll. Muddy water, Mississippi, blessed Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. Catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek. Kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week. With rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard. Just a snapshot of down home Dixie, could be anywhere you are. In Carolina or in Georgia, I sit here, I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it, there's no place I'd rather be than Carolina.
Southern Comfort with Buddy Jewel. It's time for the news, which is sponsored at 6 by Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks. With two locations for your convenience, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The sweeping reconciliation budget bill has not made it out of committee today due to holdout Republicans. President Trump meeting with them this afternoon.
For now, the chair of the conservative House Freedom Caucus says he's a no without more spending cuts. But ahead of talks at the White House, the House Speaker continued to sound a note of optimism. Mike Johnson told reporters that very productive conversations are still underway with the GOP holdouts.
The guys that still have concerns, we're working through. Everybody around here knows this is the process. This is what we do.
A White House statement says failure to pass the package would amount to the ultimate betrayal. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Severe storms once again targeting the South and Midwest today, and a nor'easter has moved into New England. Stocks fell sharply today over earnings reports and separately the rise in bond yields. A Treasury bond auction had softer demand, signaling the lack of confidence in the safety of investing in U.S. debt.